Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with...
Jason Shear.
Not Jace-izzle tonight, because Arizona men's basketball, sounded like our sad puppy tonight. And unfortunately, surprised all of us by losing to USC. The final score was 78-65. We'll get into it. If you watched Jason on the PHNX podcast right after the game with Mike, you pretty much have heard what's going to be said here.
Yup.
And I've had some time to calm down.
This might be the least motivated podcast matching Arizona's effort tonight.
Oh, okay.
That was good.
That was really good. Before we begin, as usual, we want to make sure we touch base and shout out our sponsor. Our daily spending choices greatly impact our lifestyle, what we can do and where we can go, like catching a big game at the McHale Center, but for the rest of this season, and they're all not at the McHale Center, make your plan to enjoy the special moments. At Longview Insurance and Investments, we can help you learn how to make smart financial choices for the future, balancing both work and play. Visit our website at www.longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn más. So there we go. Shout out to you, Andre, senor. I sat here while you did the PHNX podcast, and there's a theme. I will just say, before you start saying what you're going to say.
Talk to him, baby.
That I feel all Arizona fans' pain. I am an Arizona fan first. And, I happen to be married to an Arizona journalist, so there is a great divide in the way that we react to these kind of things in our household. So I'm clearly upset. I was pretty pissed off right after the game. But obviously when you listen to Jason and this whole logic thing,
I started watching UFC fights with about 12 minutes left.
Yeah. Jason had other things on his mind. The reason we're doing this podcast so late, it's actually midnight now on Sunday, is because we are playing Fortnite.
I wanted to wait for the Pac-12 standings/bracket.
Yeah, the standings had to get updated.
I was playing Fortnite. I can't lie.
ASU lost to UCLA. That whole having a player quit thing probably really hurt them. Thanks a lot, Perez, there. We would have liked UCLA to lose one more time. But
I'll just get it out of the way and you could disagree.
They're not really disagree.
I and Kobe on Twitter said the same thing, and a couple other people said the same thing. I don't get very upset about basketball losses because of the length of the season. Now, I will say this. Should Arizona lose in the Pac-12 tournament, I probably still won't be that upset. The day they lose in the NCAA tournament, if it's early, I get pissed. Like, book me my first effing flight out of town. Don't talk to me. I don't want to do the podcast, Shelby. I hope someone picks a fight with me right now. But when we did the preview podcast, I said the only concern I had about the game was what was Arizona's motivation? And I realized that the easy answer was that Arizona was playing for a one seed. The reality is, I'm trying to say this without it sounding bad for the players. I think you, me, and Arizona fans care more about the difference between a one and a two than the players themselves. You could tell almost right away in this game what it was going to be.
Everybody's energy across the board was not great.
I don't mind the bad shooting night, actually. Like, it doesn't bother me. It all kind of snowballed with the bad shooting. That happens in a basketball game. But a lot of times, you can get away with bad shooting if you're taking care of the ball, you're defending hard, you're being the more physical team. You know, there's a lot of stats that stick out to me tonight, but there's one really. Arizona had 14 offensive rebounds. They scored one bucket off it.
That's not good.
2 second chance points. That's it. They turned the ball. I mean, USC came with energy. USC played. And I don't think USC played all that well.
No.
And I'm not going to sit here and say USC's better than Arizona. They're not. Like, I am very confident that if Arizona plays USC on Thursday, and there's a good chance because it's Washington, USC with the winner playing Arizona, I think Arizona kicks the crap out of them on a neutral court. I really did. It snowballed. And I'm of the belief that as shitty as tonight was, and do not get me wrong, I am not downplaying this loss. They did not play well. Well, I am downplaying it a little bit.
I'm literally glaring at you. So figure out what you're saying. And
I am downplaying the significance, mm-hmm. right? To me, I'm more concerned. I don't, and I've said this before, and people disagree with me a lot on this. I think I'm unique in this opinion. This game has no bearing on how I think Arizona will do in the tournament. I think we're at a day and age in the NCAA tournament where a good chunk of the regular season is meaningless when you're trying to analyze who's going to win the national title. And the reason I say that is, like, I'm not going to do the 97 shit. That stuff tires me out. But even UConn, they lost 6 in a row, right? This year, you know, Houston is very, very good. Like, I think Houston is the favorite to win the title. I think they are the best team that I have seen. They can get away with bad shooting nights because of that effort, defensively rebounding, and all that. But I'm not saying what a lot of Arizona fans are saying. And because Arizona lost to USC tonight, there's no way they're going to get out of the first round. To me, there's no correlation in that. And while I'm ranting, and I said this to Mike, I'm tired of people saying, well, they lost to Princeton. This team is nothing like the team that lost to Princeton. They're better defensively. Keyshawn is a better defensive power forward than Zoo. They're better at point guard, especially defensively. They have Bradley Lewis off the bench, which is better than anything that was coming off the bench, right? Courtney Ramey wasn't very good last year. Kerr wasn't very good last year. Cedric Henderson wasn't very good last year. It's a different animal. And so it really annoys me when people point to Princeton. If energy is a problem in the NCAA tournament, it is a Tommy Lloyd problem. It is. I'm just going to say that. It is a But the lack of energy tonight, I know people say, oh, it's a Tommy Lloyd problem. I don't know. I'm not freaking out. If Arizona doesn't have energy on Thursday, I'll worry a little bit. But it's just, I don't know. It's just how I'm wired.
Mm-hmm. So I get all the logical things that you're saying. But here's the rub to all of this. The quixotic, emotional nature of this team that it has to be managed continuously is a concern. At least, you know, we're going to find out when they get to the NCAA tournament. You know, when you had a number one seed on the line tonight, you could have made a statement to the national media that you should have had that number one seed tonight. You should have gone out and dominated USC. They did not play that well. They turned the ball over like crazy.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller. For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Also, Caleb Love, that's not the best look you want everyone to see before hopefully you become player of the year. It's just not. And so I know that they partied, quote unquote partied, celebrated in a, you know, very tame fashion considering they're all under lock and key on a road trip. But they, you know, gave a lot of energy on Thursday night. I totally get that. So I can understand it from an energy point of view. Like you always have said this whole year that it's hard to maintain the energy level. But once again, Arizona losing the game for themselves versus actually like losing the game like to Stanford, who just like had a freak night. Like that's going to happen in the tournament. And if it happens, great. But it just, it is frustrating as a fan to like tamp it down. Like I know what the numbers say. I know what you are saying and we are married. And like, you know, I hear all this from you and you're an expert, but it is valid for Arizona fans to have a little bit of a hair trigger upset reaction.
I do think it is very reasonable, and I had someone that I trust a lot text me this, and it is completely reasonable. I think the lack of ability to trust this team to win the six games in a row that it takes or whatever it may be, that I completely get.
Yeah.
Right.
I think Kobe said that too.
Now, my counter argument, devil's advocate, would be how many teams in the country do you trust to win? And right now to me it's Houston and UConn. Maybe Purdue. So throw in three teams, right? And that's the way college basketball is. But, you know, my dad at dinner was telling me, and he was saying, like, he thinks the tournament's going to be a shit show.
I think it is, too.
Right? Like, you're like, and we saw part of it today with the smaller teams, especially. Like, teams went and they lost. Like, Iowa State went on the road to Kansas State, who's not a tournament team, and lost. And other ranked teams lost today. And earlier today, when we saw the results, I even said to you, I go, bad feeling, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's just bad feeling. Like, one of those days, because you have teams, and again, like, the great teams, like, Houston beat the shit out of Kansas. UConn fell way behind Providence early and then whooped them. Those are the best teams in the country, right? And beyond that, like, what you're seeing is you're seeing teams play for their life and teams that are getting a little comfortable in the last game of the season. And that feeling of being comfortable, to me, disappears, you know, tomorrow for Arizona, right? And I'm always a believer, like, and I know this sounds bad and it's unreal. And I said this to Mike, like, I firmly believe, like, the optimist in me says, I'm glad that they got this out of their system.
Yeah.
Like, this was the worst game to me that Arizona played all year. I'm glad. Cause I don't think Caleb Love is shooting 1-for-10 again this year.
Probably.
Right. I don't think that they're turning the ball over 18. Now, maybe I'm wrong. And then I say to myself, okay, well, if they won this and they have a 5-game winning streak, and then they win the Pac-12, and you're asking Arizona to win 15 games in a row to win the national title or whatever. Like, that's, you're asking a lot, right? And so, like, to me, it's, and I know this is controversial there because I usually say a loss, and a loss isn't good. That's not what I'm saying. But I think there is some value in Arizona losing. I would have not wanted to see them lose. Let me make that clear. But there is some value in Tommy saying, look, guys, like, if you play like this again, you're done. Like, USC's not that good, and they whooped us. They beat our ass because you guys didn't bring it. And if you do that in a week, and you do that in 2 weeks, we're going home again early.
Yeah.
Right? And so I think that there is a bit of an awakening, but the disappointment clearly with this game is that the one seed was right there for the taking. And if you really want to get into it, no, I don't think this is going to happen. But should Arizona lose their first game in the Pac-12 tournament, and you see Marquette win the Big East or make the finals, you see UNC win the ACC, you know, like a UConn 1 isn't going to get matched up with a Marquette 2.
Right.
So what happens is you start to shift around. And if Arizona loses and drops a little bit, there is a very, 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 very small possibility that Arizona is not in the West anymore. Now, do I think it's going to happen? No. But I'm saying now all of a sudden, should UNC win? Should Tennessee win the SEC? Should Marquette win the Big East? Or all of a sudden they beat a bunch of good teams?
There, it's a possibility.
And Arizona loses their first game? It gets a little hairy. Now, if Arizona wins their first game, I don't think that's a conversation anymore. But I'm just saying, like, there is a disaster scenario where Arizona gets shipped out of the West.
So everyone be aware of that in the back of your mind, but don't panic because Jason's already, you know, kind of got plans to be in Salt Lake City.
No, Salt Lake is a lock.
Okay, that's what it
I'm
is.
I'm just saying it would be the next, let's say Arizona makes the second
right,
weekend.
Right, the second weekend.
It would be in the East, it wouldn't probably. It wouldn't be in Los Angeles, which is bad.
Which would be bad for you if you're traveling and for them and for traveling.
I have street cred everywhere.
So the point is I've seen people accuse Jason on Twitter today of making excuses for Arizona. There's a difference between making excuses and actually being kind of a third party neutral reporter, which is what he is.
No, I'm not neutral. I want Arizona to win. But my point is we've done this a lot. Like, I'm very rational in my way that I do losses. Now, again, if Arizona loses in the tournament, I'm an asshole. I turn very quickly. Like, last year, Princeton, I was done. Don't talk to me. I don't even want to go in the locker room, right? Boise, when they lost to Buffalo, I got on a 6 a.m. flight. I didn't go to bed. It was a nightmare. I got super sick, right?
But you are also working. You are actually actively working at those sites when that happens, so it sucks for you too.
I'm saying, like, I just, to me, we have devalued the regular season so much in college basketball. And this is another rant. It's why I hate conference tournaments for smaller schools. We have seen teams that have gone 14-3 in their conference and have one bad shooting night and lose to a team that went 6-11.
Yeah, it sucks.
They beat that team. Look at Wagner, okay? And I'm just pulling, and again, small team. Wagner was a 16. They had lost 5 of their last 6 games. They beat the 1 and the 3, I think they beat, right? And they're playing in their conference championship game. So you have completely devalued the regular season.
Right.
It is meaningless. And I think, and an assistant coach told me this in Arizona, and I won't say who, and I won't say when, but they said, Shear, would you rather us beat so-and-so tonight or make an Elite Eight? And I said, Elite Eight. He goes, absolutely. He goes, that's the way college basketball, years ago, if you won a Pac-12 title, it was a big deal, man. Now, if you win a Pac-12 title, it's like, who gives a crap? Show me the tournament. Yep. It's just what it is. Tommy Lloyd is literally the most winningest, like, early coach in his career ever, of all time. But if he doesn't win in the tournament this year,
it will be devalued.
Right. And that's just the way college basketball is now. So, does tonight suck? Yeah. If Arizona makes it to the Elite Eight, does anyone on the planet give a shit that they lost to USC tonight? No.
No.
And to me, there's just no correlation. Like, I don't look at tonight and say, man, if they play Merrimack in the first round, they're in trouble because they lost to USC. Because I could do the same thing with the opposite. I could say they beat Duke, they beat Alabama, they beat Michigan State. I could do the same thing, but Arizona fans and fans in general would rather look at the negative and say, oh, man, we're playing Nevada in the second round. They're going to whoop our ass because we lost to USC, and it just doesn't work
that way. It's irrational, and I think that for Arizona fans in particular, you know, the ones that remember when we won and chasing that feeling again and getting close and not getting there and getting close and not getting there, they're just so used to being let down. And it's also just really, at least for me, hard to understand this management of all these emotions all the time for this team. Like, that trust situation isn't quite there yet. But I do think, going to your point about the tournament, people also need to realize that it doesn't matter, as you were saying, what your record was. It matters who you are on that night in that moment.
Right.
And anybody can win. And that's what makes the tournament so dangerous. And I will say, like, if you look back at Arizona's whole season of, like, the wins and the losses and the types of teams they played, Tommy has really prepared them very well to see most types of teams that they possibly are going to face in the tournament. And that is more valuable. Some of those losses are more valuable than the win.
And there's absolutely concern that Arizona has not done well in close games.
Yeah.
But they also haven't had a lot of them because they've also beat the crap out of a lot of teams. I think the only disappointment I have with tonight is even not the result. I thought the effort was shit.
The effort sucked.
I thought the energy sucked. You could see it right from the beginning. I thought it sucked from everyone. Arizona cut it to 3 because the key shot. And then the bench was up and clapping. And a part of me was like, okay, this is it. Like they're gonna. And then Rodman comes back and hits a 3. And Kobe has 18 steals. And it's just, it's.
It was hard.
It's everything went wrong. And if you notice, we're not even, like, I don't even want to talk about the game.
Though I do want to say, when we say everyone didn't have good effort.
Two players that played very
well. Two people decided to come to play tonight. That was Umar.
Umar was fantastic once again.
And Keyshawn.
And Keyshawn was awesome.
And yes, they weren't perfect. They were, you know, little mistakes and a couple, like, turnovers and dumb things. But they tried. They ran after the ball. They were pretty much the only ones who wanted
this,
to be there.
And this also says what the point that we had the other day.
The guards.
If Arizona's guards don't come to play, and you could say this with 90% of college teams, if their guards don't come to play, they're going to lose. And usually we said, look, if Boswell doesn't come to play and doesn't play well, well, Jaden Bradley better play well. Well, we saw what happens when Kylan, Jaden, and Caleb Love don't play well.
And Pella.
There's only so much you can do. Like, there were 4 guys that didn't play well, right? And USC had most guys that did play well. And when that happens, you're going to lose. And you know, it's now it's different. Everything shifts, right? The regular season is over. We're going to find out what seed. Arizona's going to be a 2 seed. We're going to find out the location on Sunday. I know people are asking me if Arizona can drop to a 3. No. Arizona's not going to go to a 3 seed unless some insane shit happens. But this is different now. The mentality changes, right? It just does. And so what happened tonight against USC doesn't matter on Thursday. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
So that's where I am. I mean,
amen.
I feel no need, and Mike and I said the same thing. I feel no need to analyze this game.
No,
none.
I mean, all of us. And if you do want to do that, and just, you know, doing the self punishment thing, like, that's not the game here. We're over it. But there are things to be concerned about. Valid things. And we're not trying. I'm not trying to diminish it. Jason's not trying to diminish it. But it is a different animal. And honestly, are we going to remember this next week when Arizona wins the Pac-12 tournament? Does this loss hurt
as
much?
The only way that people are going to bring this loss up, in my opinion, is if on Sunday Arizona finds out their seed and it is a 2 seed and the 7 and 10 are monsters. Then people are going to be like, God damn it.
Yeah. And that's another thing is Arizona has a tendency to make life harder on themselves, you know, just by these kind of moments. Like, if only is, like, the two hardest words in the English language.
Like, this is totally setting up for Gonzaga as a 7 and Arizona as a 2. I'm just letting everyone know now.
Yeah.
That's happening.
The committee likes storylines.
That is happening. Done
they
deal.
Love storylines. Can you already imagine the storyline and all the things they're going to film around it about Mark Few and Tommy Lloyd and this is a showdown and, you know, like, I would be surprised if they made him go film stuff in Tombstone for it because it'll be kind of a big deal. But obviously not the result that everyone had hoped for, but it is not the end of the world. The sun will come up tomorrow.
I hope so.
The sun will come up tomorrow. I didn't even know I was going to sing that tonight. But we feel your pain. And no matter what, nobody told us that it was going to be easy to back the A. But we're going to do it anyway.
Thank you, Shelby.
You're welcome. Are you going to do your thing?
You because should. No matter where you are.
Or what you do.
Or who you're doing it with.
You can always bear down.
All right, Shelby, since we're not going to have a preview episode until it happens. Prediction, Washington or USC?
I don't know. I don't like either of them. USC really isn't that good.
I'm going Washington.
I think Washington.
For Mike Hopkins. And because we are all talking about the rematch for USC, which means it won't happen.
Yeah, you know.
New CBS Monday.
NCIS.
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent island that got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday starting at 9/8 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.